keeping you healthy.
I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Back in the saddle here on America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Yo, yo, everybody. Did you eat too much turkey, a little too much mashed potatoes and stuffing? Hopefully you've worked some of that out of your system. And I also have great wishes for many of you that you had a chance to just chill and spend time with your families. As I did, you know, I went to the great state of Florida and realized that for the first time in a long time they had rain and they had cooler weather. I thought, did I bring this with me? So it was okay. It was nice because normally it would be, as many of you know who live in that area, it would be much, much warmer, and it wasn't. So it ended up being just a terrific time. When I was there, though, it was also about Tiger Woods. What's the deal with the world's most famous golfer? And is it any of our business? That's all anybody was talking about because that story broke when I was there. In fact, right down the street from where I was staying in Windermere in Orlando, a suburb of Orlando. We'll jump into that a little bit later on the show as he's made front page news big time in a big way. And is it fair? Is it right? Do we even really care is the bottom line. The Saints, a perfect 11-0, but did anybody nail the score? Remember, six of you will get the Dave Pell's golf book, Damage Control, which is great. It's a coffee table book, and I've said this now 1,000 times. If you don't like golf, somebody surely in your life does, a boss, a friend, the man next door with the grumpy dog, and you can make friends with him, whatever. It's a really, really good book as I've gone through it, but I'm somebody who likes to kind of hack at the game now and then, and you will be entered for the drawing for the huge prize. Everybody who's called Nail the Score, as far as the giveaway for the Pels Day and all that other stuff, too. So we'll get to that as well. But the juicy stuff, besides the nonsense with Tiger Woods, which I still can't believe, the ridiculousness of the party crashers. Yeah, the party crashers who emailed a Pentagon official. How do they get into a state dinner? And apparently this woman wants to be on the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now some in Congress are calling for an investigation and says that their heads should roll. I want to know who dropped the ball. How'd they get in? How do you crash a state dinner? It doesn't make any sense, does it? And speaking of the president, President Obama, of course, is going to reveal his plan on Afghanistan. With bated breath have we not been waiting for this one for a very long time on this show. We've been talking about Afghanistan, actually for years. And where is the real war? What should the United States' role be? What about the troops? Should there be a surge like there was in Iraq? What would that do? How do you knock out the Taliban? And any possible angle, and then some that you could possibly think of. So apparently that's what Obama was doing in the so-called war councils. So as the president gets ready to address the nation, which, again, is happening on Tuesday night, the speculation is rampant as to how many more troops there will be that will be part of what's happening in Afghanistan. And now the talk is maybe actually 35,000, so not quite the 40 to 45,000 that McChrystal wanted, but a little bit more than originally it was looking like. So after months specifically on this debate of the war and how much will it cost for the expansion, and what is the U.S. commitment? Will there be an endless U.S. commitment, or is there an end date, a loose end date to this whole thing? And what is the strategy, for goodness sake? Now, it's not like you have to tell the American people, okay, here's the plans, here's the maps, here's what we're doing, here are the zones, here's McChrystal's playbook. Of course not. That's ridiculous. But there has to be some broad strokes that make sense, at least, that are painted. Normally, I wouldn't even say broad strokes because I don't like that. But in this case, there has to be something that makes sense. So this has been a 92-day review of the war. And now the national broadcast address. Yeah, so you get a chance to hear what it's about, this revamped strategy. Now, it's interesting. this isn't a bad strategy for once from the White House point of view. Where he's actually going to do that address is from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Now, he spent a big chunk of Monday coming back from the holidays being part of a briefing with allies in a series of meetings and phone calls and all that other sort of stuff. Because, you know, what about everybody else? Who else is jumping into this game? What about the French? What's going on with the French? What about the British? What's going on with Canada, et cetera? And Gordon Brown was one of the people, the prime minister, that he talked to. And I guess Brown is saying that they're going to throw in a few more troops. When we talk about how much everybody else is pitching in, it's much smaller amounts, obviously. In as far as the British are concerned, they're talking about 500, but that would be a total of 10,000 in Afghanistan. And the French, they're talking about 3,000, and that they're saying they would stay as long as they have to stay to stabilize the country. Now, if in fact the number that Obama says, because it's all about this number in so many people's minds besides the strategy, if the number is 30,000 to 35,000 more, that would mean over the next year, because that doesn't happen in a blink of an eye, you'd be talking about on top of the 71,000 that are already there. And that would allow, supposedly, for fresher troops to be there, more backup, more air support, and that's what McChrystal had said and what was leaked all along. So we'll see what the explanation, if you will, is, and what the point of view will be coming out of Washington, or at least from the White House anyway. It's been 8 years. This is, 8 years plus since the September 11 attacks by the Al-Qaeda terrorists that were, of course, many based in Afghanistan, the ties to the Saudis, as we know. So what is the scoop? What's happening with the people there? What's happening on the combat lines? And, you know, what are the demands and what kind of a commitment? We know it's not going to be open-ended, but how will this be portrayed? And especially, too, what's the cost of this baby? What's the check that we're writing for this, right? Probably $30 billion to $35 billion, I'm assuming, because they're saying, if they're saying a billion, or they're saying rather $1 million for every soldier, and then they're talking about how much, what will happen with the federal deficit, that also affects, obviously, the commitment and the whole winding down. So anyway, Tuesday, supposedly, after 90-plus days, the nuts and the bolts of this whole thing will be revealed. We'll know the next time we meet on the air after these 4 big hours on America Tonight. And hey, some good news right from the top. Speaking of Florida and being in that area, many of you know Florida and the Gulf Coast, etc., what hurricanes can do. But the hurricane season officially ended, and actually it's the quietest one that we've had since 2006. I'm surprised. Only 2 tropical storms actually smashed into U.S. land in this season. So the Atlantic hurricane season ended with kind of a little bit of a whimper, I would say. Not a single hurricane came ashore in the U.S. Crazy. That's not what was being predicted, but certainly that's very, very good news. All right, we're going to talk about finances next. What's the deal with gold as it keeps soaring and other commodities? And what are some things to look for as far as houses, etc., in the upcoming years? We're going to talk to financial man Saul Albom next on America Tonight.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
To thank you, everybody. I forgot to mention this when we first jumped on the air, for all of your emails and well wishes when I was traveling. I will get to the mailbag coming up at the end of this hour, so remember, you can always flip them to me at americatonight.net. Big rally on Wall Street, the Dow, the Nasdaq, the S&P up, but what does it all mean? Who better to have on this show with us than my pal Saul Alban? We haven't talked to him actually in a while. Many of you are very familiar with Saul, as he's come on and talked to us in the past about finances and where we're headed and all that kind of stuff. Very wise man who is, I think, well on his way to becoming a guru when it comes to strategies and investments and that sort of thing. Saul, thanks again for popping on to ATM. We appreciate it.
Oh, now I'm in trouble. As soon as you're the guru, that's when you make the wrong mistakes, right? Whenever everybody's listening, I'll probably trip and fall and break my crystal ball as soon as we're done with the interview.
Oh, no, you won't. Hey, I have a question. You're talking about the stock market. Do you think we're going to see more gains coming up, or you're going to think we're going to see a pullback, or will stocks kind of go sideways after we've seen this rally? What do you think happens?
I see some gains. I mean, right now we have the printing presses on full speed, and, you know, I think oil's going to go up because where else are you going to put the oil but into the printing presses? And we'll see a little more of a rally to the end of the year, a little Santa Claus rally, keep things up and up. And, you know, I really feel like all of December, I think there's, like, no business done. I just think there's shopping. Have you ever tried to go to the mall around where you live around this time? It's like you can't even get on the road. It's packed
ridiculous.
Out. So, yeah, I see the market going up a little bit, yeah.
All right, so market going up a little bit. You're not giving stock advice because everybody has to really, we say this all the time, you got to be smart, you got to look at things. It's not that hard to do a little research on your own. But what sectors do you think might be strong heading into next year?
Okay, well, it's going to be another tough year again. And I am, first, stay away from the financials. We're going to have some more losses on commercial real estate. I'm going to stay away from commercial real estate. Your friends out there that are going out and buying individual homes in markets will do fine about a year from now. So now's still an okay time if you want to, you know, become an entrepreneur yourself and just go buy a depressed house. Mortgage rates are really low right now, 5% and 6%. You can get it right around prime. If you have some bad credit like me and Kate, you can go get a decent mortgage, and it'll be just fine. And you know, one of the things I like are the strong companies. Well, stay away from the drug companies because we don't know what's going on with Obamaland. But you know, your Apples, your Googles, your technology, you got to be careful and buy on the dips for your energy. You know, your Exxons, what's the last one? Your utilities. I've bantered around for the nice little dividends. So I like those plays, nice conservative plays, Coca-Cola, Walmart. You've heard me talk about for the last year, and those have performed quite well.
All right. How about, speaking of performing well, you and I used to do a financial show, and gold seems like it was cost nothing. I mean, you know, we could have given away gold for what you could have bought in as far as a decent chunk of gold, and now we see where it's going. And I'll tell you, I think I wouldn't be stunned if it hit 2,000 next year.
You know, I wouldn't either. Maybe some of the people will stop putting it in their teeth, right? Have you seen that? Some of the rap artists?
Yes.
You know, is there anything uglier than, I mean, you're a woman. Do you like that when a guy's got, you know, gold in his grill?
No, it's awful.
Yeah, maybe they'll stop doing that. But apparently it's also quite popular in India. And India did something real sneaky. You've probably talked about it, or you might have pinged your radar. They went and bought billions and billions of dollars worth of gold from, what's the name of it? The Monetary Fund, the World Monetary Fund. Mm-hmm. And a lot of central banks are starting to slow up on the on the selling of gold, because a lot of central banks years and years ago collected all the stockpile, and they've been getting out of it. Now, here's another one. Apparently, we're in a gold mining decline, too. A lot of people are talking about peak oil, and Kate, you're familiar with peak oil, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You're not getting it. Yeah, there's not a lot to be fossils. Yeah.
Well, okay, peak oil for the audience out there, means that, you know, there's oil out there, but the cost of getting cheap oil is gone. So now there's only expensive oil out there.
That means
less and less oil is being produced every year. Okay.
Sure.
Or at least it's going to cost a lot more. Well, guess what? We're in peak gold too.
Right. So it's tougher to get.
That's right. That's right. So, so that's going to play into, and you know, Kate, you know, everybody talks about me being the best financial, but Kate's the best investor out there, and I'm with Kate on this one. I wouldn't be surprised to see gold to hit 2,000. Absolutely.
Yeah, just crazy. All right, so it's interesting. You talk about the stock market, and I think you're right. You know, you got to watch, and you have to be conservative. And you say this all the time. And people listening to us say, "Oh, you know, I don't have a lot of money." It's not true, because I think you can still. You don't have to have Solomon's gold to make investments or to make wise decisions. There's still things that you can do. There's things that you can do with your money. There's ways to save it. There's things that will earn you decent interest rates. I mean, even some of these CDs, how do you feel about them? If somebody can get a higher interest rate and get a 9-month CD or a year CD or whatever.
Okay, so here's the deal. Interest rates are going to go up through the roof over the next few years. So absolutely, a 1-month CD, a year CD, that's all fine. Another great way to participate in the inflationary rally is, now am I allowed to mention any individual?
Sure.
I used to be a broker, and sometimes I register my license and sometimes I don't. So right now I'm not, so I can mention individual stocks. I opened up a Schwab account, believe it or not, a little while ago just to see what their research was. And they have what's called an ETF, which is a big basket of currencies, kind of like the S&P 500. And you can buy them like a big mutual fund and not pay any commission charges. It's for free just to buy. So the individual investor out there pays no commission. Whatever you buy, you buy. So it's 100 shares at $10. It's $1,000 and no commission, just like just like a mutual fund. And, you know, there's no commission. Expenses are very low. So I really recommend people looking at that. That's very inexpensive and a good way to get some exposure to the inflationary rally we're having.
All right. So Schwab, you went to Schwab ETF currency is what you did.
Yeah. Oh, well, the Schwab ETFs, just Google them. You'll see, just Google Schwab ETF, no commission, and it should pop up. And then, you know, you can go and buy 100 shares, whatever it is, or 50 shares, mm-hmm. and there's no commission. Mm-hmm. And they're less expensive than mutual funds. Mm-hmm. So you always want to get the lower stuff. And that's something I just found a few weeks ago. And, I see that as a great boon for the average person. You know, stay away from the individual stocks. They're very risky. You like the big mm-hmm. baskets and stay diversified. Like, you know, Kate's absolutely right.
Yeah, no kidding. You think it's like you said, you see that the malls are jammed. Do you think it's going to be a good year for Hanukkah, Christmas shopping, all that stuff? You think it's going to be a decent season?
Well, when I go out and I go out to the bars and I'm, you know, kind of talking to girls and stuff, you know what I tell them? I say, you know what? I got a job. And it's like I'm the coolest guy in the room. So I don't think it's going to be a good year, but it's going to be just a little bit worse than last year. So I expect, unemployment to hit, about 12% nationally. We're about 17% underemployment and underemployment and unemployment. And I think things are just going to go a little bit worse, but not too bad. I think that we've pumped in so much stimulus. Now you're asking me, Kate, you got to ask me, when do I think things are going to get much worse?
Yeah, when are they going to get much worse?
When we need to raise taxes 63% to make up for the deficit.
Oh, I know. Don't even get me started down that road.
So when we start talking about taxes, then we get out. But until then, we're just fine riding the rally, okay? That's my message tonight.
All right, so it was always good talking to you. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, where can they flip you an email if they have a question?
Well, I think they should send it to you, right? No, I'm just kidding.
All right,
Saulalbum.com is just fine, S-A-U-L, album with an O.com. And Kate, always a pleasure, always a pleasure.
Oh, I agree. We'll catch up soon, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
You got it. Right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Interesting thing coming up here on America Tonight that I'm going to jump to. They say that there's some great signs for the economy. I read a story today, actually, when I was in the air, about greed making a comeback. So if greed is making a comeback, that means that, we might be all okay. That's kind of wild, isn't it? I'm going to tell you about the top 10 words that have been searched. Mm-hmm. Meaning that, you know, on the Internet, etc., obviously. We'll talk about that and some more important things coming up around the bend.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
Strategy is getting a major overhaul. Supposedly, when the president addresses the nation on Tuesday, it includes that there will be more troops deployed and also a broader picture of what the goal is in Afghanistan. Hope you had a great holiday weekend, a long weekend, maybe for some of you who might have had a day or two extra off. That's always a good thing, and this ushers in the holiday season. I kind of think, for some reason, I don't know why that is, but I think Halloween does that. Once you start seeing the pumpkins and it feels a little more fallish, even if you live in a warm weather place, then you're in that turn toward the race for the end of the year. And speaking of the end of the year, we have some great things happening at the end of the year, and we'll wrap it all up for you. We're hoping still that somebody will nail the score. Did anybody do it with the Saints? If you picked the Patriots, you were wrong, so obviously not. Drew Brees had a great night. We're going to talk about that later, and we'll let you know who won at least the books. And then everybody, of course, is in for the drawing. For the one thing, as I mentioned, I couldn't be more excited about that. And then hopefully someone still has a chance to nail the score. Maybe somebody already did it. I don't know. We keep it locked up until the very minute I actually go through it on the air, so I did not check it. I have no clue. Tiger Woods in some deep, deep, deep troubling waters for him. He's not used to this. He's used to scrutiny, or being under a microscope is probably the better way to put it. But he's the untouchable guy. Now he's a little bit touchable, and we're going to talk about that coming up. But as I mentioned, I read an interesting story about, is it a good sign for the economy and things to come, and just having that conversation with Saul Albaum about what to do financially. Even I think he gave some great advice. You don't have to have, people have this thing in their head that they have to have a ton of money to invest, and you don't have to have a ton of money. Just there are things that you can do that might, perhaps, we have our fingers crossed, make you some money so you don't have to live under a bridge when you get older. All right, here's the interesting thing that I saw greed is up, and that means, according to some, if greed is making a comeback, then perhaps what's happening is we're seeing a little bit of turnaround in the economy. And tagged on to what I was reading about the word greed and greed in general is what were the big words that were searched in 2009. So the most searched words, and I think you'll find this interesting, are one was affect. Ubiquitous was two. That's a long word. That's like a spelling bee word. Three was irony. Four was socialism. Gee, I wonder why that was being searched. Five was effect. Six was melancholy. Seven was love. Eight was integrity. Nine was nostalgic. And 10 was pedantic. Crazy, isn't it? And if I asked you what the top words were that you searched, would any of them have been in it? And I'm going to say, and you know, like dictionary.com, they can see that, and those are words that come out when other people are in the internet, etc. They're not the words, I don't know, they're not the words that I would have picked. Maybe some of them, socialism, I think I might have picked. And I might have picked affect, perhaps. But I don't know that I would have picked those others. So anyway, because also greed was like 11 on the list, somehow the love and integrity and all this stuff, I don't know, ties in and has led some to think that perhaps, perhaps, it's a good sign for the economy. I don't know. I don't come up with these studies and ideas, so I have no idea. If I use dictionary.com, it's because I don't want to misspell a word. And I know some of you can, and this is veering off the tracks a little bit here, but I know some of you can probably relate to this. Is there some word that gets, you know, when you go to write something or when you go to type something that gets stuck in your head and you cannot spell it correctly for some reason? And some of the misspelled words that were some of the top misspelled words of this year definitely are on my radar. I cannot tell you, and I don't know why. I know how to spell it, but many times I have misspelled this word and gone back to make sure I've spelled it correctly. I think it's the sounding it out thing. The word definitely for some reason gets stuck for me. There's another one that for a lot of other people listening might be a tough one. Convenient seems to be a big one that gets people. I've had people send me emails and they butcher that word like nothing I've seen. Just in case you're curious, we used to have spelling bees every once in a while for fun on America Tonight. Convenient is C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T. C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T. Want to use it in a sentence? Isn't it convenient that finally the president is going to unveil the Afghanistan strategy on Tuesday after 90 plus days of waiting and waiting and him waiting through these meetings at the tail end of this thing to make a decision on what was going to happen? And so many leaks supposedly that infuriated Obama, you know, beyond belief, especially the first one, the big one, where McChrystal's memo, bits and pieces of it came out in the Washington Post. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you.
Hey, I got a question for you. I was just talking about, you know, the big words, the top words that were searched in 2009,
right,
and also words that you misspell. And I said there's a word that for some reason always gets me. It's definitely. Is there a word that you misspell that you just for some reason you have like this block even though you know how to spell it?
Almost every other word in the English language.
But I'm bumping. Yeah, I could say that on some days probably for me, too.
Or, well, there's a sentence the Saskatchewan Rough Riders will be repeating over the off-season.
And what's that?
Too many men on the field.
Really? Because did they get... I didn't see what happened. What happened there?
Okay, you saw bits and pieces of the Grey Cup, obviously.
Right.
Okay. Last play of the game, or you know, just to go a little, about 7 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, the Alouettes are losing 27-11.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cue the comeback. Okay, they get the ball back with about 40 seconds left, the Alouettes. Then they get within the field goal kicker's territory. 44-yard field goal, last play of the game. Ball goes wild, goes wide, but there are flags on the play. Too many men on the field, Saskatchewan. You count, because in Canadian ball, there were there were 12 men on the line, but there was a guy in the end zone waiting to receive the ball if the ball went wide. Someone forgot to tell somebody, obviously they got everything mixed up, and today the special teams coach got fired over that. P.S. Ball moves up 10 yards. It's now a 34-yard field goal. Alouettes strike. Bingo. Your Montreal Alouettes are now the 2009 Grey Cup champions. So what happened last night is that most of the stadium was like three quarters of it was like Calgary Stampede fans,
right?
And the Calgary Police Department was ready for a celebration of Saskatchewan Roughriders fans. They were so downtrodden, they went back to their hotels or whatever just to drink their sorrows. And what Montreal Alouette fans, we were a little more subdued, So basically, the head coach was saying it was supposed to be a play, but the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing, and the special teams coach took responsibility. Of course, we were happy.
Right, no kidding.
Yeah,
absolutely. Of course, you were happy.
Yeah, so of course, starting tomorrow, because I already asked one of the stores when they're going to start selling champion. When the Alouettes win, that's how confident I was, that because I didn't know it was going to be this close. And Mark Trestman, the head coach, rumor has it, is up for an NFL head coaching job because of this.
Really?
Buffalo, but, I think he's going to be one of these coaches. He's so like what's going to be like Mike Shanahan, from what I've been hearing. Shanahan just has to wait for the right fit, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mark Trestman has one more year left on his contract. So needless to say, we are happy here. And the joke is I wonder if the people in Saskatchewan know how to count because of this.
I love it. Exactly.
Yeah, with all due respect, the halftime show was a Canadian rock group called Blue Rodeo. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but, they try and make it as Canadian as possible. And like I said, that was a classic Grey Cup, so hopefully I'll be able to get... Would you like a Grey Cup championship T-shirt?
Of course. We would wear it here on America Tonight.
No, you would wear it, not we. You.
I would wear it, yes.
With apologies to your pleasant employers, what's going on with two former people I used to talk to at the old station, a.k.a. Crazy Legs and Jersey Jackie? Have you heard?
For people who don't know that now, of course, with us on this show, we talk with Donovan, obviously, who does a terrific job, and
right.
Donovan and Matt are awesome, but who used to be part of America Tonight on a different network that I was involved with. Crazy Legs is doing well, and he's not in the business right now, and Jersey Jackie,
yeah.
So if somebody listened to America Tonight, they remember Jersey Jackie from way back when. She works at a local station in Dallas, Texas.
Doing the same thing?
Yeah, working, music, doing music stuff, DJing stuff.
Oh, cool. Okay. If you speak to them, tell them I said hi, and tell Crazy Lakes, ain't going to be Florida this year.
I will. Sam, thanks. You take care. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, take care.
All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to get through some of your emails. We're wading through them. We're going to get through some of your emails when we come back. And also talk about, speaking of emails, what's happening with the emails on climate change. Any of you been talking about this? This would have made an interesting Thanksgiving conversation. Maybe not. That whole thing about politics, maybe leave it aside for a day. I don't know. Your family, as they're ripping apart the turkey, might cause some problems there. Hang on, we're going to come back in three.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
About holiday sales and people flooding the malls and whatnot. And apparently one thing that is up is Cyber Monday. The sales were up 20% over 2008. Wow, that's surprising. So retail websites kept throwing out a whole bunch of deals, and this is the first big day after the Thanksgiving weekend. It's supposed to be pretty strong for online. And there are research firms that track the businesses at stores and what the sales are like and whatnot. And through the web, apparently, this is pretty big. 20% is a giant slice of the pie. Just so you know, Shopper Track is based in the Windy City. They're the ones that track the sales and traffic and all that stuff. And they say that there's no doubt the retail sales were up. In fact, the percentage is $16.77 billion. Wow. Where's all this money coming from? $16.77 billion. Somebody's got money. But I guess there's a lot of huge discounts, the flat-screen TVs and netbooks and appliances and home stuff is a lot of it's discounted, and that makes a huge, huge difference. All right, speaking of emails, because I mentioned that we would jump to your emails and also talk about the climate fraud. You know, the emails that are happening there? I hope you do. I know we've talked about it briefly in the past, but I was reading, again, trapped on a plane, having some time, reading a bunch of different newspapers, including in the New York Post. One of the columnists wrote a story about being concerned about her daughter coming home from school and spouting off a bunch of information about global warming, saying, oh, there's global warming and it's just terrible and here's what's happening, and stuff that she had learned at school, showing that the whole global warming, quotes, movement or climate change, et cetera, is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it certainly means big business. Well, what's happening now, and they're trying to track this, and they're going to make an announcement supposedly in the next couple of days, but they're looking into these emails that were stolen from scientists at one of the leading climate research units in the United Kingdom. And the reason this is so crucial is because what came out of these emails is they were talking about some of the things that were changing as far as the global warming statistics, if you will. I'll call them statistics, the things that were being released, and saying that it wasn't quite as bad as was originally, you know, being pumped out there, but they're starting to see some changes that don't really fit in with the climate change movement, if you will. So now they're trying to figure out, how did the leak occur? What, you know, what does this mean for the scientists that are in the emails? Does this have an impact on the scientific conclusion? Because the conclusion is not one that they want to hear in Copenhagen. And as a result, now more people are questioning, okay, well, we were hearing about the glaciers and what's going on with the polar bears and, you know, a slew of different things that we've talked about as far as the climate is concerned. And with what's happening in Copenhagen, you have these scientists who are saying, in fact, one is saying there's virtually no possibility of a few scientists biasing the advice that's been given to governments by the UN's top global warming body, and they're defending specifically the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Don't you love it? You can roll right off your tongue, doesn't it? Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And again, the emails were made public after a hacker got them from the servers at the university, and the information in the emails does not jive with what is being said by the UN and with some of the things that are that we're hearing about climate change and how crucial it is that we all get on board and do something, meaning various countries do that. And there were, a handful of days after this was, they were made public, a couple of weeks ago, Barack Obama announced a major commitment to cutting greenhouse gas emissions ahead of this UN climate summit in Copenhagen. And now people are questioning the validity of that. And is this just money for the whole big green movement? Or are there things, you know, it's like climate gate, I guess is the best way to describe it. The scientific establishment is obviously compromised. And we've, you know, this is something I've said all along. We've had, I'll call it both sides. We've had all the angles on climate change and the so-called global warming. And I say so-called because, listen, I mean, give us the hard evidence. Show us what's going on. And obviously varies dramatically in all these documents and all these things that, you know, that this whitewash that is out there. So I don't think I agree. I think that the scientists shouldn't be allowed to get away with that, to toe the line if conclusively what some of them are saying in their emails does not match up with what is going to be talked about and what has been talked about with emissions. It's ridiculous. I just I don't understand. Well, I guess I'm answering my own question. The scientific community is bending over, bowing to please the master, the people that would feed into the machine that will pump more money into whatever it is that they're doing, sadly. All right, speaking of, and we could really jump into this even deeper, and we will later this week on America Tonight, but let's dive into the emails that many of you sent me over the holidays, because I do appreciate it, and I don't want you to think that we don't read the emails here on America Tonight. So, Donovan, without further ado, let's go to the mail.
The mail is here! Ooh!
That was good old Homer Simpson. Not to segue into yet another different direction, but when I was in Florida, I went on a ride called the Simpsons Ride with my 8-year-old nephew, who was very interesting, let's just say that, one of those motion things. I had no idea where I was by the time I got off that thing, but I think he did. I think he knew what was going on. All right, here's some of the mail that I received from some of you. Here's one from Ann Jay, and she says, "Hey, Kate, love the show. Love what you've been talking about lately." And when I say love, I don't love what you've been talking about. In fact, it's made me madder than hell, if I can say that. I'm upset about what's going on with healthcare. As you are fond of saying, the problem is they try to ram it down our throat in August. Not that we don't need some reform. We do. I just don't understand. I've heard you say this a couple times on the show. Is it true House seats are up next year? Yes, all the House seats are up. So I think what you'll see more politics, and that's what's happening with the health care reform debate and trying to get this bill passed, because when you're in an election year, when they're in an election year, they don't want to touch anything that's radioactive, anything that in, whether it's Maine or New Jersey or Connecticut or Texas or Illinois, whatever issues are the hot button issues of those constituents that would make somebody not get reelected, they're trying to stay away from those. Immigration issues, Afghanistan, healthcare reform, which we just mentioned, taxes, economy, any of that stuff. And that's the reason why I think hurry, push the debate, let's get rolling on this, let's get going and try to get this through before it's too late and we don't have enough people we don't have enough votes to be able to get that 60, which I don't think they're going to have enough of they're not going to have enough in the Senate anyway. Here's one from Bev in Iowa. As you know, I always support our president. I don't on the troop issue. Get out of the countries that are sitting waiting for us to take care of them. They need to step up. They see our economy going down the tube because of this war. They don't care. We care. Keep our troops in our country. We can't be the world police forever. Look where it got us, Bev in Iowa. So true that we are often looked at to be the world police for too many people, and we cannot do that. But Bev, the problem is, we say this all the time, so much of an investment in Afghanistan, so we cannot play the middle of this thing. If we have people there, which we do, you can't leave them dangling. Just a portion of troops where there's not enough to help these guys that desperately need the help, because we're deep into this thing. So how do you get out of this thing and hopefully with some kind of an accomplishment there? That's the key. And what was the goal and what is the goal now? That's what we'll find out, I'm sure, from this administration coming up on Tuesday. Keep sending me the emails. We just barely brushed over them. AmericaTonight.net.
Just telling you the facts, pal.